these youngsters in the countries they got. They're mixing my mind up with all these new services. All we are as far as the phone call is, as far as the email is, your problems, talk to us, we will sort it for you, inshallah, with the permission of Allah. So come, my dear respected friends, like you didn't want to hear the blessing of As-Samadu by not putting up your hand, my dear, no, As-Samadu story is gone, it's not going to come back, sorry. Now I need you to put your hands up, those that want to become bayat and start the zikr. Put up your hands. Right, that's good. You should do that from the starting. You should have learned about As-Samadu, which was very beneficial for you. Now the time is gone. Like I told you, time doesn't come back. Right, my conditions for bayat. We're going to do the bayat first. Then we are going to speak about the Bharat Tasbih. My condition for bayat is that if any time anybody has in any way forced you to become bayat, your bayat is null and void. For Allah say, La ikraha fi deen. There's no force in religion. Do it with, like I said in the beginning, with passion in your heart, with faith in your heart, that by becoming bayat you are going to change your lives. And if you have become bayat with somebody and your sheikh is alive and is not from Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi Silsila, Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi Silsila, then too your bayat is null and void. So we are going to say the wordings of bayat now. Thereafter, my dear respected friends, the personnel will be waiting for you at the back. Hafiz Bashir, which side? Right side, left side? Your right side or right? Your right side? Your left, there by the stairs. By the stairs or downstairs? Downstairs by the stairs. If there's a big crowd, you won't can handle them here on top. You'll have to go downstairs by. Downstairs by the stairs. He's there to start with the service. You have to sign the service book first. Then you'll get after sale service. He is going to show you your ma'amuls, what you have to do. If you are punctual on that ma'amul, Wallahi al-Azim, our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say time and again, being punctual on the ma'amul is a stepping stone to success. If you want to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be punctual on your ma'amul. Now the ma'amul, so much is going to show. Don't get gabrified. Don't get frightened. Start small. There are 18 ma'amuls to do. In the first month, only do those that you are doing regularly, but do it punctually. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khairul amali ma'adima lahu. The best of actions are those that Allah loves the most, is to do it punctually. Like you eat every day and go to toilet every day, feed your souls every day by following that ma'amuls. And every month increase 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Shortly, you will find yourself that your lives have changed. I got many brothers, I can make them stand up. I'm only making one brother stand up. Yusuf Akuji, stand up. This man was my student when he was a youngster. We were sitting for etikaf, he just came and meet me. They let me get meet my ustad. He came there, somehow the brother spoke to him, become bayat. When he became bayat, they showed him a mamula, he said, I'm dead. Take me to the Avalon Cemetery. So much ma'ul, how am I going to finish? He started with faith, with belief. He started doing them slowly, slowly, progress. Today he does all the ma'ul and he says too little. He wants to do more. Do it slow. Do it for Allah. Do it for His pleasure. Do it punctually. And you'll see how your lives change. Allah will give you barakat in your time. And what is going to happen to you? A thing known as shar-e-sadr is to open your chest. Not by Dr. Barnard who cut it open. It gets opened by Allah. And the more wider it goes, the more nur comes inside. And the more nur it comes out, the more you want to do. The more you do, the more you get nearer to Allah. The more love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more you are going to follow the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So slow progress, right? Slowly but surely you'll get there. The tortoises want the hair, don't forget. So go on the skull path road, please. Don't take the hairs road. Right, those are interested in bayat, say after me, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no one worthy of worship but Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His true prophet. I bring faith in Allah, in His angels, in His holy books, on all his prophets, on taqdeer, whether it be good or bad, and to be raised after death. I repent from all my sins, whether big or small, and I make a promise, I will not commit any sin. And if I commit a sin, I will repent immediately. O Allah, accept my repentance. Include me amongst your pious servants. Give me tawfiq from your pleasures. And in the total obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have become bay'at with Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, rahmatullah alayhi. My dear respected friends, those of you who have become bayat for the first time, when the personnel are going to attend to you, tell them I have become bayat also, so they can give you a necessary literature. Now, part two. Our mashayikh have formulated a formula. But afzalu zikr, which the hadith said, the best of zikr is La ilaha illallah. One La ilaha illallah, read with sincerity, is better than what the heavens and the earth contain, excepting the throne of Allah and Allah Himself. That is so great it is. This kalima, if a person is a non-Muslim, committed every act of sin in the book, at the age of 70 he decides, no, now I want to change. He reads La ilaha illallah with sincerity and die. Believe me, goes direct to Jannah, all his sins are forgiven. That is the power of La ilaha illallah. Can you believe what that La ilaha illallah do to your heart? If you do it with concentration, with the correct intention, it is going to purify and cleanse your heart. So all we need you to start with is 200 times every single day, La ilaha illallah, in a special formula that will be shown to you downstairs. So go downstairs to learn the formula, and they will show you, give you a piece of paper which will show you how to make this tasbih, which is known as the Bara tasbih. So brothers, those that have taken bayat, those that have want to start the Bara tasbih zikr, please proceed to the bottom so we can get the balance of the people gathered together here, and we can make the zikr of La ilaha illallah and draw the nur of Allah from his throne unto us. For remember, a hadith, a Qudsi, is a hadith that is the next best to the ayat of the Quran Kareem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't lie. Allah doesn't lie. What they say is the truth and is going to happen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in this hadith, a Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when the people will be raised on the day of Qiyamah, like has been mentioned, from Adam alayhi salam till the last person, all will be on those planes. How many are going to be? 1 million? 2 million? My dear respected friends, that is going to be trillions on trillions on trillions. Now out of all this gathering, there will be people who will be made to sit on thrones made of precious pearls and rubies. Even the prophets will look at them and admire them. The Sahabas asked, who will these people be? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, came from different places, different people, sat in the house of Allah and made the zikr of Allah. These are those people. You want those thrones of ruby in front of this whole creation sitting on it? Come, my dear respected friends, it's yours, free. Free! You don't have to pay 1/10 for it, please. It's free. So form zikr majlises in your area. Get a few brothers together, sit and make zikr every single day. You'll get the thrones of ruby on the day of Qiyamah. You do something, you get something. You do nothing, you get nothing. And who are you doing a favor? I take the oath of Allah again, Wallahi al-Azim. Promote the name of Allah, Allah will promote your name. Elevate the name of Allah, Allah will elevate you. Love the name of Allah, Allah will love you. Promote the La ilaha illallah and fulfill the desire of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our spiritual mentor. That nur will come down from the throne of Allah on you in the gathering. And because you are making an effort on others, Allah will make an effort on yourself and change your lives. You are doing nobody a favor but yourself. So anybody interested in starting in their local masjid, the zikr masjid, even if it is one or two, I promise you, you won't be doing more work than Nuh alayhi salam in such a long time. I promise you. Soon Allah will accept it if you are doing it with sincerity and not for name and fame and not to get a position somewhere. Come, my dear respected friends, if you are interested, speak to Hafiz Bashir Nurgat. He will arrange for zikr majlises in your masjid. You will arrange for a startup to come up and start the zikr majlis. You have to go to your friends, to your families, to your neighbors, to those that you know. Invite them to the majlis. Begin by having it once a week. Then when you got enough sufficient people, then have it on a daily basis. Start small and inshallah you will grow big. Do it with sincerity and soon you will see how many people's lives you are changing. And because you become a cause of their change, my dear respected friends, you will also be rewarded for it. For Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, you teach one person to say subhanallah, he reads the subhanallah, you get the reward. If that second person teaches it to a third person, he reads subhanallah, you're getting two people's. If the second person tells the third person, you are getting three people's rewards. And this ripple effect, it goes till the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected friends, how much reward will you not get in your grave when you're dead? And you will sit and wonder, where is all this coming from? It is the hard work that you did in this world. Work and you will be rewarded. Sit back and you will be deprived. Work and you will be rewarded. Sit back and you will be deprived. Don't give preference to anybody or anything in your lives. I have dedicated my life for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My nephews get married. Because I got a program, I will not go to the marriage. I'll come to the program. Any of my family members know that by now. Even invitations, I will not attend. I will accept it, yes, but I will not attend. Because first in my life, come Allah. Because tomorrow, I have to be with Him. And I have to be with Him forever, for permanent. I have to go in the grave. I don't know if I'm going to make the grade or not. I got to prepare for it. I got to prepare to meet Allah. If Allah asks me, when I die and my soul gone, make sijda in front of Him, Ibrahim, what did you bring for me today? What answer have I got? I got to work for it, my dear. This is avenues that we are all going. Bring into yourself dedication. Bring into yourself sacrifice. All we are concerned about is budal, 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 budal. Money, money, money. I've got no love for it. For I've been trained by my spiritual mentor. He said, wealth must go under your feet, not on your head. And wallahi lazim, I take the oath of Allah, the more you kick it, the more you shun it, it runs behind you. That's a hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Run away from the world will chase you. Run behind the world, it will run, it will keep on chasing. Till you are tired and you will get nothing. You will keep on chasing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Bani Adam is such, give him one mountain of gold, his stomach doesn't get full. He'll still run for a second mountain of gold. The only thing that fills his stomach is the sand of the grave. Kick it. See how it comes to you. Just as a lesson, no pride. My dear respected friends, I run a massive organization. I got 42 people in my staff in Johannesburg alone. I don't speak of the other provinces. Out of 42 people, I'm being the head of the organization who spends 24 hours in the dedication of Allah's work. I don't know what is family life. I don't know what is home. When I go home, I tell them the border has come home. In my own home, I'm a border. I live out of a suitcase. Not supposed to be getting a Fentex. My traveling is my own expenses. I don't take it from the company. Everything my own. even petrol my own. I'm the 9th highest paid salary earner, whereas I am in charge of the salary. Who I want to give a raise, I give to. Who I don't want to give, I won't give. For the last 5 years, I haven't taken a single cent raise. The person that sponsors my salary, he say, you give the whole standard yourself. I told my friend, you give me 1 cent more than what is my specified amount, I'll throw your money back to you. I don't want it. Because I got my firm faith, which I learned from my spiritual mentor, and it has been grained in my heart, that Allah has promised, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ, that we will sustain you. And the word and the meaning of as-samadu, which you didn't want to listen, is independent. That is the independence I wanted to give you, but you didn't raise your hands because you were too smart. Don't become smart in front. Become humble, Allah will raise you. When they ask you to bend, bend. When they tell you to stand, stand. That is humility. And when you humble yourself, Allah raise you like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised. Man tawaza lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Who humble himself, Allah raises him in rank. Remember, my dear respected friends, for today, tomorrow and ever, if you want to become big in the eyes of the people, in front of you they're going to be nice and duck, and they're going to make you, Hazrat, sir, how are you? But behind your back they stab you. And if you humble yourself and want to become nothing, in the eyes of the people you will become a great person. Humble yourself, become nothing. Only one exists. Nothing exists, only one exists. And what is that one? That one is Allah. Only He exists. He is forever and will be forever. He will never shun you. He will never throw you away. Once you become His beloved, all your work of this dunya, the grave and the year after is done. But you got to make Him your beloved. And to make yourself beloved, you got to humble yourself. You are nothing. Allah is everything. He is your sustainer. He is your protector. Not the burglar proofs, not the guards, not the guns, not the dogs. It is He. Put your trust in Him. And you put your trust in Him, you will find Him the way you think Him to be. If you think Allah to be oppressor, He will oppress you. If you think of Allah to be kind, He will be kind. If you think Allah to be a sustainer, He will sustain you. If you think Allah to be a protector, He will protect you. Put your firm faith in Him and see what the fruits you will get. But remember, my dear respected friends, today, tomorrow and forever, the closer you get to Allah, the more difficulty and hardship that you have to go through in this world. The more closer you get to Allah, the more difficulty and hardships you have to undergo in this world. The example is in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of creation, the best loved by Allah. But out of all the Nabis from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Prophet went through the most difficulties? None other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Allah wants to test you. Allah wants to see how you behave, how much patience you have, how much you are going to accept those difficulties from Allah. And with that, Allah will elevate you. And if you want elevation, there's the path. Go through difficulty. No pain, gain. Look for difficulty. Don't look for easy life. Easy life is in Jannah. Difficult life is in this dunya. Go through this difficulty, you'll have easiness there. Go through easiness here, you're going to have difficulty there. Choice is yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. My dear respected friends, this is the house of Allah. If you got no respect for Allah, please leave this masjid. It is a shame that the Christians got outside silence, house of God. They don't speak in their church. They don't make noise in their church. They're following a wrong religion. We Muslims, following the Quran, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the right religion. We make this masjid a talking place. Haven't we got respect? Don't we think Allah is here? Let somebody come into your house, bring dancing girls and start dancing there, put the music loud, let it blare. Let the wine roll. Have a party. You're going to like it. No, you don't like it. But you want to do the same thing in Allah's house, in His presence. Shame. I'd rather say, spit on you, you talk in the masjid. Silence is required in this house of Allah. Did you know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you talk in the masjid, the angels come and tell you, oh friend of Allah, keep quiet. You don't keep quiet, the angel come and tell you again, oh enemy of Allah, keep quiet. You don't keep quiet, then the angels come and tell you, the curse of Allah is on you. The angels curse you because you talk in the masjid. Where's your respect and dignity gone? That you can't even respect the house of Allah. If you can't respect His house, how are you going to respect Him? He's in front of you, He's looking at you, He's hearing you, He's seeing you. But still you want to meet somebody, go outside, go. Talk to him the whole night, then I can say you're a man. Not in the house of Allah. Respect this place. It is meant for the worship of Allah. And not your, you know, moving your tongue and talking. Please, my dear respected friends, dignify this house and every house of Allah. Remain silent. Spend your time in the zikr. If you spend the time in zikr, inshallah, you will never, ever regret. It will be with you in this world, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, and into Jannah with you. One Allah, right through. One talk, finish with the dunya and finish with your heart also.